Did you know I was coming in from the left?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bad scouting report. It's a change-up. It's a change-up, but only a change-up.
A heavy blitz, something you typically don't always do, but was it? It's just game-related?
Yeah, you know, every game's different. It didn't matter what I was calling in that game. You know, the guys were playing at a different tempo. It's a prideful bunch. They wanted to put the performance from Washington behind them. I think they did. And it was easy to call the game because, you know, they were executing just about everything well, and they were doing it with a lot of toughness and a lot of effort and a lot of spirit.
Could you see during the week something was different, or was it really game day that you could tell if they were at a different level?
You always wait until the game. I mean, but I think you go with, we have some veteran players and we have a prideful bunch. And, it's a 16-game season. You're not always at your best, but I think everybody felt a responsibility from coaches down to players that we could perform better. And I think everybody played their part in finding a way during the week to make sure that that happened on Sunday.
In some packages, what's the challenge that one of those
anytime you have a player, you know, go out, it juggles your lineup a little bit. And Ron had also been playing some outside corner for us, too. A lot of the other guys have been playing. I mean, hopefully we can keep Liotis back on the field. That'll go a long way to alleviating some of that because we've been playing without him for a month. A lot of different ways to handle the slot. You know, we'll probably have, you know, maybe three or four different ways to be able to do it, depending on the package. It's probably a work in progress right now. We have a lot of different personnel packages that we use that are all contingent on matchups and down and distance and offensive personnel. So I think that'll continue.
What are the pluses and minuses of having Malcolm in that role?
Stepped in and did a nice job on Sunday to finish that game. You know, after we went down, he's a good blitzer. He's a good run player. He's got some multidimensional skills. He's physical in there. You know, not every matchup is going to be ideal, but he plays to his strengths.
When you came here and first started watching film with Jordan Hicks, obviously he did it in a little bit in college, but what made you think that he'd be a good middle linebacker for you in this scheme?
I don't know. He's a smart player, knows his way to the ball, can execute the scheme. Jordan played one of the best games I've seen all year. I mean, he played at a different level in this game. Was, covering, tackling in the open field. His tackle for a loss on that one toss play was a big, big play in the game. He was all over the place, and he was putting us in the right calls, too. There's a lot on the middle linebacker, and there's nothing that we've thrown at him that he hasn't been able to handle.
Over the last couple of years, their number 11, Cole Beasley, has created so many problems. What do they do to get him so open?
Well, he's quick as can be. You know, Merrill, he's not much taller than you. You might even be able to look down on him, but he might outquick you. He's got a lot of respect from, you know, not just our team, but from teams around the NFL. He's their leading receiver. He's their leading third down receiver. He finds a way to get open. He's slippery in there. He's very, very quick. And, they do a good job scheming to get him open. And he's good run after the catch also. He's not just a novelty player. He's not just a specialty player for them. He's a major part of their success. And we're going to have to do a great job, particularly on third downs, to keep the chains from moving.
Does Witten's presence on the field affect your thinking about how you're going to do your sub packages? I mean, he's a different kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Has been doing it for a long time, and, you know, talked a little bit about Beasley running those option routes. I don't know. There might not be a better option runner in the history of tight ends. Tight ends have been different. Tony Gonzalez was a down-the-field guy and, you know, sharp and, you know, those guys were sort of wide receiver type guys, but Witten is a great blocker, and he is really a tough matchup when it comes to option routes. He's very strong. He's incredibly durable. It's not just Beasley. They can spread you a lot of different ways. And, oh, by the way, number 88's back too. And, oh, by the way, they're leading the NFL in rushing. with the NFL's leading rusher. So, you know, after a little while, it's hard to cover all those guys. It's hard to scheme all those guys out. We're going to have to win some individual matchups, but he's got great size. He's got great instincts. He knows how to get open. He's been doing it for a long time. There's nothing you're going to throw at him coverage-wise that he hasn't seen, you know, a dozen times in his career, more than a dozen.
He's a big
player for him. He's a guy that they throw to even if he's covered. He's very, very strong. You know, and I think that ability to make a big play is something that, you know, we talked about guys that move the chains. He can move the chains, but he can also make you pay for a touchdown.
Obviously, you guys had difficulties against Washington. I would imagine Dallas is probably just as good, if not better.
Yeah, you know, they've given the quarterback a ton of time. You know, and Prescott has done a good job of, you know, leading them to their record. And, you know, quarterback, the most important stat is wins, and he's done that. They've given him a lot of time, you know, and they've helped him run the ball. And that's a pretty good formula for any quarterback, much less a rookie quarterback. You know, a lot has been made of, you know, the few amount of turnovers. A lot of that can be attributed to the offensive line because he hasn't had to throw a ball before he wanted to or, you know, got hit when he was throwing. Actually, the one he has, he was hit when he was throwing, but it's been very rare that he's been hit. He's had some clean pockets. He's been able to buy time. He's been able to run when he, you know, when he needs to, and they've been able to run the ball and take them out of some tough conversion situations also. So their offensive line has triggered a lot of that. I feel strong about our defensive line. It's going to be a great matchup on Sunday.
It has become such a passing league. Is it kind of unusual to see a team like Dallas that really wants to establish a run first and run it 35, 40 times a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's different. I mean, I think it plays to their strengths. A couple years ago when they were a playoff team, they did the same thing. It was a different running back, but same scheme and a lot of the same offensive players, other than the running back, same offensive coordinator, you know, same head coach, you know, and I think that philosophy means an awful lot. I think it matches well with the players that they have, and I think that's probably the most important thing when you consider schemes and, you know, managing games and everything else. It's, you know, playing to your strengths, and I think they've done a very good job of that. We're going to have to find a way to take them off of that formula, you know. And go ahead. I don't have much else to say. So. I was just filibustering right there.
The snap percentage went down a little bit for Barwin last week, up a little bit for Curry. Do you think you'll be able to maintain that against a team that runs the ball as well as Dallas?
Yeah, you know, a lot of those things. Vinny rushes inside. And some of that snap count was up because of that. You know, every game's going to be a little bit different. I don't know if I'd – I don't think one game, you know, a little bit like question before about how do you handle nickel. So much of it is personnel-based and matchup-based and what the offense is in and down in distance and things like that. Every game's going to be a little bit different. We played an awful lot of reps in that game. You know, and early in the season we weren't playing very much. Last couple of weeks we played a lot. Maybe the week before on our own fault, but last week we had to play a lot of reps, and you know, I was proud of the guys. They came out early, and you know, we're getting stops. I think we only gave up one first down in five series. You know, that helped us to be able to get to a point where we could get that game because there were some fires to put out early in that game. We had a penalty on the first punt, you know, after a three and out, and then the turnovers and things like that. But the guys didn't bat an eye. We had good rotations. We were able to keep them fresh late in the game. You know, that's when you saw guys like Steven Means get in there. You know, and he gave us a little boost late in the game. It's hard to rush all those times, and, you know, he was able to give it. So
the strength of Dallas' run game isn't necessarily going to affect your selection there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to just as the game develops. It's more just how it develops.
Leotis and Jalen, was that more because you're trying to ease Leotis back in, or do you want to see more of Jalen?
Jalen's earned playing time, but it was probably more to try to manage Leotis in that game. You know, it was his first time back, and you know, wasn't his first time back, but he's had some setbacks, and we just wanted to make sure the fatigue wasn't an issue. And you know, a lot of times you can aggravate injuries because of fatigue. And I thought that, you know, he was available when It helped to make him available.
What unique problems does a guy like Elliott present to you that can run over you but run around you if he needs to?
He can run outside, he can run inside. He's a one-cut runner. He fits their offense really well. There's some guys that you say, okay, we take their inside away and they can't go outside. Other guys you say, hey, if you make them run inside the darkness, they're not going to be as effective. Their scheme gives him the ability to make the cut as he sees it. So it turns into, it's not just a single man. Everybody on defense has to do their job. If one guy's out of place or one guy misses a tackle, he can make a big play. It is. I mean, Callahan obviously was at Dallas a few years ago, and there's some similarities in that game. And we did some things that were out of character in that game and some things that we did better. Minnesota tried a few of those things, and we were able to play some of them better. But every game's different, and different personnel, different situation. We learned some lessons from it, and that'll carry us forward.
You talked about Brandon Graham being a guy that kind of helps set the tempo on defense. What are some of the things specifically that he does that the other players feed off of?
He's a playmaker. Tackles for losses, sacks, strips, hustle plays down the field, all those things combined. He plays with a lot of energy. He plays with a lot of toughness. He's a reliable player.
Previous two home games, or road games rather, the defense has gotten off to a pretty slow start, 21 first half points. Is there anything you can do as a coordinator to change that, to get them out to play quicker, or is that just something they have to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes you can overdo that. Sometimes if you try to be too aggressive, you try to play out of character, that can that can change things also. I mean, that can work against you also. I think the thing we did last week is we went back to, I don't want to say back to basics, but we went back to being us and some of the things that we're designed to do, and we didn't do those well against Washington. We weren't necessarily doing them poorly against Dallas, but there were some things out of character, particularly in the first half, that we did in that game too. I think that, more than anything, you just have to play. You have to play within yourself. And if you do a good job of that, you play with energy, you play with emotion, you play team defense, I think you'll see good results in those games. We didn't do enough of those things. He's been a guy from the very beginning that nothing has been too big for him. If he's called upon, we're confident in him going out and getting a job done.
Looking at Carson and Dak Prescott, how much do you think the situation looking quarterbacks come into correlates to their success as rookies?
Well, I'll just speak on Prescott. He has a team that's leading the NFL in rushing. Now, he has something to do with that. He's made some plays with his feet. He's given them some read option capabilities. He's extended plays on third down. He's run the bootleg very effectively. So all that helps him. I mean, his bootleg probably isn't as effective if he doesn't have Elliott and he doesn't have, the number one rushing attack in the NFL. And he has other good players around him, Witten, Beasley, inside receivers, and he's a big play receiver. So I think it certainly has a lot to do with the success he has. But I'll just keep my comments to Prescott on that.
All right, thanks, Jim.